Hey folks, Tim Miller here with Real Security. And this is another episode of After the Fight, Lessons Learned from Armed Conflict. This one happens in Fort Worth, Texas. And unfortunately, it seems like, folks, there's no definition anymore as to how violence is affecting and I'll say infecting our nation. Let's take a look at this one.
While she was standing at the ATM, a small, dark-colored, subcompact car pulled into a parking space. A black male got out of the passenger side of the vehicle, walked up to the girl, and placed a gun to her head and demanded her property. The suspect sees the witnesses sitting in a pickup truck nearby. The suspect turns and points the weapon at the witnesses in the pickup truck and tells them not to get involved.
The witnesses are family members of this juvenile?
Yes, yeah. And then he takes a wallet from the girl who's standing at the ATM, gets back into the car, and then drives away.
Folks, the only way to describe this is the worst case scenario in that it now affects your child. And so remember that your preparation before an event is going to directly impact what you do during an event. We've talked about alertness, being alert, being aware. We've talked about how you need to be prepared. But this one has some very unique things as part of the incident itself. And that's the family member was watching all of this go down. And so remember what we've talked about in times past. Remember the importance of use of force principles. And what are they? Well, number one, what does the law in your state say you can do? Huge. If you don't know your state laws on self-defense, you better memorize them. Because at the end of the day, some states have a duty to retreat. Other states have a stand your ground law. Well, in the state of Texas, they have a stand your ground law. You don't have a duty to retreat. But then you must decide what are the facts in front of you. And let's just talk about that very quickly. What are the facts? A subject approaches you at an ATM, clearly has a gun, sticks it at your head. Then, realizing you're being watched by family members, he points that weapon at folks in the truck. Well, if you're armed in the truck, what can you do? What can't you do? What force could you utilize given those circumstances? And folks, this played out well because all the girl lost was her money, but it could have been a lot uglier. And then the question becomes, what force can you use? But then what's the force duration for using it? In other words, how long can you use force? At what point under the law must you stop using force? Well, the good news for the state of Texas is this is their quote in their law. The individual used only the level of force needed to defend himself. So in this case, what would that be? Number two, the individual needed to use force to stop someone else's illegal violence. Folks, robbery, strong arm robbery, robbery with a weapon is illegal violence. Number three, the person didn't prompt that action. And number four, he was not involved in criminal conduct, meaning the victim at the time of the actions. So this is another great example of what we talk about regularly. You know, I often say I've been teaching firearms for about 37 years. So far, I've not had a paper target shoot back at me. We're going to bring on very soon one of the best firearms training guys I know out of the special ops community, train law enforcement, and he's going to talk to us about some important things. But let me just leave it with this. Are you ready? Because the reality is this, if you were armed in that pickup truck, would you have done anything? Would you have taken action? When would you have taken action? Because folks, if you waited for that subject to walk up on your daughter, could it quickly turn into a hostage situation? And again, security, awareness, being able to determine a threat before it has the opportunity to do something horrible to you or your family. Those are the things that matter. That's why we do what we do. You're going to see a whole lot more of these things in the days ahead. So please, please train mentally, physically, skillfully, and stay alert out there. Stay safe. We'll see you next time.